Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In Idaho, authorities arrested 31 people linked to the white supremacist group Patriot Front near a Pride event today after they were found packed into the back of a U-Haul truck with riot gear. The men were standing inside the truck wearing khakis, navy blue shirts, and beige hats with white balaclavas covering their face when Coeur d'Alene police stopped the U-Haul and arrested them on the side of the road. Thousands of police rallied around, or people rather, rallied around the country today, including on the National Mall in Washington, calling on Congress to pass gun control legislation after the recent mass shootings. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says enough is enough.
It is common sense to require background checks for guns. It is common sense to require red flag laws. It is common sense to ban assault rifles in our country.
Meanwhile, relatives and friends of those killed by gun violence gathered in Louisville, Kentucky today. Bria Jones from member station WFPL has more.
The crowd of more than 100 at Metro Hall in downtown Louisville cheered as speakers shared the way gun violence has affected their lives and demanded stronger gun laws. Soliana Mesfin is a recent graduate. One of her classmates died last fall in a shooting at a bus stop.
There are many avenues to recognizing how much of a detriment our current system is. If people in power continue to ignore the urgency, then we will simply vote them out.
Several speakers, including Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher and Congressman John Yarmuth, both Democrats, laid the blame for stalled gun control measures squarely at the feet of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. For NPR News, I'm Bria Jones in Louisville.
President Biden says the federal government will pay for emergency protective measures from the wildfires in New Mexico, one of which was caused by a controlled burn. Alice Fordham from member station KUNM has more.
The president acknowledged the hugely destructive Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire began as planned burns by the Forest Service, even while pointing out that 99.8% of such burns usually go as planned. Still, he announced extra support for the recovery process.
And today I'm announcing the federal government is covering 100% of the cost of the green removal and emergency protective measures for the next critical months of this recovery.
He said he hoped a bill introduced by New Mexican lawmakers to fully cover all losses from the fire would pass Congress and the Senate. And he announced $22 million of funding to mitigate post-fire flooding, saying that work would begin immediately. For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham in Santa Fe.
And you're listening to NPR News. The 154th running of the Belmont Stakes is in the book, and Mo Donegal won with a huge push at the end. It's trainer Todd Fletcher's fourth win in this race. Philly Nest came in second. Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike ran, but since he sat out the Preakness, there was no hope of a Triple Crown this year. Former L.A. Dodgers player Steve Sachs says his 33-year-old son, who had always dreamed of becoming a pilot, was among the five Marines killed during a training flight crash earlier this week in the California desert. Captain John Sachs was among the air crew of an Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft that went down during a training in a remote area of Imperial County that's east of San Diego. The former Dodger says his son always wanted to be a pilot, and the loss has left him devastated. Dinosaurs are gobbling up lots of cash this weekend at movie box offices. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
The 66-million-year-old critters that were first unleashed in Jurassic Park back in 1993 are definitely not extinct yet.
That can't be right.
Jurassic World Dominion, the apparently critic-proof sixth film in the series, is overcoming mostly dismissive reviews to take in a projected $142 million this weekend.
Bigger. Why do they always have to go bigger?
And in an echo of the plot, where dinosaurs have escaped captivity to roam the entire world, the film has already earned more than $100 million overseas. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst. And you're listening to NPR News.